Welcome back to the show, everyone. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Well, Randy called us, and then he had to go do something, so we were waiting for Randy George to call us back from the Latigo Dude Ranch in Kremlin, Colorado. Beautiful property up there. Now, if you recall, I have been there twice. I went there during the Winter Carnival, and it is truly a winter wonderland. I did go to the Dude Ranch there during the winter. Spent a couple days in Grand County, and it was, again, gorgeous, gorgeous up there. And then went over to the Dude Ranch, and they have open for skiing, cross-country skiing. Beautiful property, very large property. We'll find out a little bit more in just a few minutes about the size of the property. And then I went back again because all I saw of the Latigo Dude Ranch was in the winter, and the horses aren't there, and all the animals and things are down at the lower level. And I thought, well, I really would like to see a Dude Ranch in its full operation. So I was fortunate enough to go to the Latigo Dude Ranch during the end of the summer. And what a fun experience. I can see why people want to go to a Dude Ranch. Now, remember, Dude Ranching it's not Disneyland. It's a completely different experience. You're outside. It's just fabulous. Well, joining us on the line right now is Randy George. He is the owner of the Latigo Dude Ranch in Kremlin, Colorado. Hi, Randy.
Hi, Francoise. How are you?
I am fine, thank you. How are you?
I am doing wonderfully.
Okay, and I just explained to our listeners that right now you are in a winter wonderland up there in Kremlin. Tell us just a little bit about how does the Dude Ranch function in the winter?
Well, our horses are about 6 miles away at their winter pasture, just enjoying themselves down there, eating hay like crazy. But up here at the ranch, we transition into a Nordic wonderland, really, with cross-country skiing and sledding and snowshoeing and those kinds of activities for our guests in the winter.
Well, and it is spectacular. And I've been talking about how people book so far in advance for their summer experiences at Latigo because it really, there's so much going on. But before we talk about what happens in the summer, give us an overview of the property. I've talked about it so much, but still, I know there's things that I have missed about the acreage and the setting. Randy, why don't you go ahead and describe what Latigo Dude Ranch looks like as spring and summer?
The acreage is not as important as the location. And the reason I say that is we're on a small peninsula of private land that juts up into the national forest. Mm-hmm. And so to the north, south, and west of us, it's all national forest. And we have a special use permit that allows us to take our guests out on the forest. And so we literally have 40,000 acres that we use mm-hmm. for our recreational activities, which is terrific. The ranch itself is about 500 acres of private land in this little peninsula that sticks up into the forest. But unlike most of the Dude Ranches that were built down in the valleys where there were good hay meadows where they could graze their livestock and all that, the gentleman who started this back in 1928 built it on the side of a mountain. And so from the front porch of our lodge, we have a vista that looks out 75 miles to the Continental Divide in the distance, and you can look up and down the range of mountains for probably 150, 200 miles. It's a spectacular setting. And so because we've got that great view, that's a wonderful scenic. Every time you come around a corner, you see new scenes and new vistas. But then we're also located in an area where there are evergreen, there's pine and spruce forest, and then there's also a lot of aspen. And so it's just a really spectacular setting from the natural environment that way.
Well, it is, and I remember my dilemma was, what do I take a picture of? Because everywhere I looked, there's a picture. So I just took pictures of everything because it is so spectacular. I know your guests, I went for a walk down by these little waterfalls and stuff everywhere at Latigo. It truly is spectacular. Horseback riding, the same thing. The terrain changes, just subtle changes. You could be in an open plain or up in the mountains. And again, just a beautiful, beautiful beautiful property. Now, a week at Latigo, let's talk a little bit about the lodging. What do your guests, are most of them veteran Dude Ranch goers, or every year do you get a lot of new people wanting to experience this?
I'd say that every year more than half of our guests are new to it. Probably half have either been to our ranch before or another Dude Ranch. And so we take people that have had no horse experience. They've never even touched a horse. And when we have also other people who have been national champions in certain equine events. And so we have a whole range not only of experience with horses, but also experience with the guest ranch idea and all the activities that are associated with a stay at the ranch.
Which I think is really important to point out, because people, of course, think of horseback riding every single day, which is what you do. However, not everyone wants to horseback ride every single day. There are some people that want to let the kids go horseback riding every day, or their partner, spouse, whoever, and they want to just relax and take in the view, maybe a little fishing, maybe go over to the social club by the swimming pool. I think it's real important that people understand that Latigo is a well-rounded facility with a little something for everyone.
One of the things that we find our guests speak very highly of is the fact that they can all be together and have this common experience, but not all have to be doing the same thing at the same time every day. And as you said, so if the kids want to run over and play a game of pool, they can do that. And the parents can sit on the front porch and sip some wine and enjoy the view. And they don't have to be, the parents don't have to be watching over the children every moment, because we're secluded. And the kids get an opportunity to experience a childhood that many kids today don't get. And that's mm-hmm. some freedom to roam and explore and do some things on their own.
And with us, folks, is Randy George. He is the owner of the Latigo Ranch up there in Kremlin, Colorado. I've been there a couple times. Just spectacular. Of course, you're always booking year-round for what's coming up, whether it's summer, winter. It's a never-ending process because people plan these trips way in advance. Am I right on that one?
You are indeed. We've got several weeks this summer that are booked full, and we've got others that are real close. So now is the time to act. If you're interested in a guest ranch vacation, either at Latigo or any one of the other great guest ranches that there are around the western U.S. here.
Now, the lodging, I had this wonderful cabin with a fireplace. I mean, all the cabins are just, they fit the property. I mean, it really gives you the ranch experience. Very comfortable. It's just, I don't know, it's a completely, I can't describe how different this experience, folks, is. But Randy, the food is always on everyone's mind. So much food, so much delicious food. How does that work? How many times a day do you have served meals?
Well, we just serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But we offer a lot of choices for people. Mm-hmm. And I guess what I would say is we have found a couple of things. First of all, that people really like fresh food. And so we have a lot of fresh vegetables and fresh fruit and all that sort of thing. And they like variety, so we give them choices. There are a lot of options. You're not locked in. You're not just going to get a steak tonight. That's all there is. No, there'll be a steak. There'll be a vegetarian option. There'll be scallops. There'll be, you know, a variety of things available. And we cater to people who have special dietary restrictions, people who maybe are avoiding gluten or have an allergy to nuts or whatever it might be. We're very sensitive to the fact that the traveling public has some real struggles if they just walk into a regular restaurant these days getting taken care of. And if they're going someplace for a whole week, we really need to factor that in so that they can have a great experience while they're here. And I suppose I'd say our approach to food is that we really want to have great quality, great tasting, fresh, wholesome, healthy, you know, hearty meals, because you're out active all day long. But on the other hand, the food is secondary to what goes on around the table. It's the relationships, the fact that people come together and they have these shared experiences out on horseback or fishing or hiking, and there are lots of stories. There are all kinds of fun things that people talk about every meal they get together, and we often have to shoo them out of the dining room, you know, go out and do some more, make some more memories, make some more adventures.
Well, and I remember that. It's a community event, a family, let's say a family, because you become a family when you're at Latigo. And like you say, I remember going to the breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and everybody sitting around. In the morning, they're talking about what they're doing that day. At lunch, you're talking about what they did so far and what's coming up in the afternoon. And then at dinner, it's kind of a recap, the laughs, and all the talk about what their experiences were during the day. Just so much fun. And I say family because you feel like one big family when you are at Latigo, but there is a big trend now with families, reunions, multi-generational events, trips together. Is it possible for a big family reunion to book the entire Latigo Ranch?
It is. We have 1 week this summer where we have a family that's taking probably 80% of our capacity,
mm-hmm.
And we're not very big, so... I think there's 27 in the group. They're celebrating the grandparents' 80th birthday, and so then there's kids. Actually, their kids are from all over the world. They're coming together here to do that. But we also have, over Christmas, we had a group here that was grandparents and their kids and then the grandkids. It was a small group. There were a total of 7 in the party. But again, it was that multi-generational time together, time to explore and have adventures and make memories. You talk about it becoming a family, and that's really true. Even if it's not a family reunion, by the time you leave, mm-hmm. you feel like you've got a whole new family of people that you've connected with throughout the week. And we joke about it, but we sort of say, well, we feel that we've had a really successful week if we bring people to tears. And what we mean by that is when they're getting ready to check out at the end of their stay, they're mm-hmm. looking at each other and they're welling up, thinking, oh, well, let's get in touch. We'll come back same week next year, or we'll meet you in Mexico over the winter. You know, so they make lasting friendships, and they stay in contact, and they talk, and it's really touching to see kids mm-hmm. saying goodbye to their horses.
Yeah.
And they make that connection. And then seeing all of the other people that have made these friendships wanting to continue those as time goes on. So, it's a great thing both for family reunions and for building new fun relationships with people. And people are a little bit concerned when they first show up. They think, well, what are these other people going to be like?
Mm-hmm.
But what happens is the guests that come to Latigo self-select to come here because they like how we've described the property. They like the idea about what we're going to be doing, mm-hmm. what they're going to be doing. And so they click. It's very, very rare that we have somebody that doesn't just snap right in and become really good friends.
And it's so true because I know at the end everybody's talking about, well, when are you coming next year? Or what time of the year will you be here? We're going to try to plan our trip so we can see you. It really is special. The whole experience is special. And, Randy, when you are full to capacity, how many guests can you take at any one time?
Well, we say that our capacity is 35. Mm-hmm. I think last summer we had 39 1 week.
Okay.
So that, you know, usually between 32 and 36 is about where we settle in.
All right. Well, it's a whole new year. We have just a couple minutes left now. It's a whole 2017. Give us what do you have going on that's new that perhaps you haven't done before at Latigo for the 2017 summer season?
Well, we've made some changes in ownership. And because of that, my son and his wife, Spencer and Amanda, are really picking up a lot more of the responsibility in terms of our food service.
Mm-hmm.
And their vision is to take that to an even higher level than we've done. Not something that's froofy and fancy where you get a lot of sauce and not much substance, but just some really interesting pairings of flavors and all that sort of thing. So we're going to head that direction. But Francois, this is a question we get often. What's new? And the thing is, when you've got a good recipe, you've got a good program that has worked for decades, yeah, we make tweaks, we make little improvements here and there, but it's solid, and people love it, and we don't want to make any rapid changes. So we kind of sneak up on things, add little bits of program here and there as we go.
Well, I totally agree with you. I loved my two visits up there. Randy, thank you so much for hosting me. All the information, first of all, is already on the website of our past trips up there to Latigo. I hope to see you again this year. Maybe I'll bring the television crew with me, and we'll do a feature on Latigo on television. How's that sound?
That would be terrific. Looking forward to it.
Okay. Well, Randy George, thank you so much for calling in. Stay warm up there. How many feet of snow do you have?
Yeah. There's probably about 4 feet of snow on the level on the front lawn
okay.
here.
Okay. Well, that's a lot of snow for me. All right, Randy, thanks again.
That's a lot for us, too.
We'll be in touch, all right?
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, folks, for more information, you can go to the website, latigotrails.com. Think about it now. Book your stay. Give them a call. Talk to them. See how it works for you. Beautiful, again, spectacular area up there in Kremlin, Colorado. All right, on that note, we're going to step aside. And when we come back, we have a few more things to talk about, to give out a couple more items, and we'll wrap up the show. You're listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio.